from KQED.
It's KQED News. I'm Tara Seiler. Virtually every Bay Area member of Congress is condemning President Trump's reported vulgar slur against African nations. Trump is denying he referred to them as, quote, shithole countries. He's also denying he demeaned Haitians during the meeting on immigration in the Oval Office yesterday. Those denials are being refuted by some in that meeting. California Senators Dianne Feinstein and Kamala Harris called out the president, as did a number of Democratic representatives, including Nancy Pelosi, Jackie Speier, and John Garamendi. East Bay Congresswoman Barbara Lee spoke with KQED's Brian Watt about the president's remarks and her reaction when she first heard about them.
I actually was sitting in the airplane about ready to take off in Washington, D.C., and my staff called me. And first I was shocked. It said, no, this is not true. This could not happen. Then I thought, oh, yes, this is a pattern, and this is very common with this president because of his history in terms of what he has said, what he has done, and his policies. And so I was, quite frankly, angry, but I was sad. For 5.5 hours, I watched this, and the more I watched it, the more painful for me personally it became. And then I said, you know, when you look at the fact that Steve Bannon, Steve Miller, Gorka, these people were or are in the White House, this is part of their alt-right white supremacist agenda. And in fact, these racist attitudes and ideology are damaging and despicable in terms of just what they say, but also what they do and how they're reflected in the policies.
You sound more and more convinced that the alt-right agenda reigns in the White House, that that's what's going on behind the doors of the White House. In moments like this, things seem really, really chaotic. But do you think that this is a plan?
Sure, it's a plan. This has been a plan for many, many years. I mean, this president, first of all, just in terms of who he is, he's discriminated against African Americans in his housing developments. He led the birther movement, trying to delegitimize the first African American president. When you look at his comments and what he has done throughout his life, this is who he is, and this is who they set up to run for president. He's their standard bearer now. And so that's the agenda. Remember, Steve Bannon said their goal was to deconstruct the administrative state? What does that mean? That means decimating our public sector. It means shrinking our democracy. You know, I mean, it's clear to me who he is and what this agenda is.
What do you think happens now to DACA negotiations? Because that's really kind of what's on the table. That's why these meetings are taking place at the White House.
I support a Clean Dream Act, and many of us are dug in on that. And so we've got to, as Democrats, push forward. I don't know what the Republicans are going to do. I hope they understand now they can't rely on this president in terms of the input as it relates to temporary protective status and the diversity visas, which were established so that we could say not only are individuals and immigrants from white countries allowed and really welcomed, but also immigrants from countries in the Caribbean and Africa and Central and Latin America. We'll see what they do, but I think that the president, in many ways, has shown now the Republicans where he's coming from on these, and I would be very concerned if I were a Republican of the president's views on immigration.
East Bay Congresswoman Barbara Lee speaking with KQED's Brian Watt. And I'm Tara Seiler, KQED News.